This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello, welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am delighted to be with you today. I have a guest who is becoming more of a personal friend. She was sent my way via a mutual friend, knowing that my interest is about bringing you guests that are really leaders in the mind, body, and spirit genre. Today, we're going to be with Dr. Vinita Gupta. She is a PhD, has an MBA, and is a Reiki master, and has a really interesting journey in her personal life that's reflected in her work and her company called foodalchemics.com, where she uses food as medicine. So hang on for just a few moments until I bring Dr. Gupta into the show. Welcome. If you have not listened to or watched All Things Therapy, I'm Lisa Tahir, a licensed psychotherapist and intuitive practitioner. I started this show 6 years ago to change consciousness one conversation at a time through the guests that I bring on, as well as some solo episodes talking to you about things that I hear others around me being curious about, like how to pick a therapist and how to trust more of your own inner knowing. Please subscribe and rate and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're watching, and learn more about my work through my website, which is nolatherapy.com, nolatherapy.com. And with that, I want to tell you more about Dr. Vinita Gupta. And Vinita, I'm going to bring you into the stream as I'm talking about you. Hello and welcome.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
It's so nice to have you on, Vinita. And in my research of you, you are a molecular biologist with over a decade in scientific communities and research. And while getting your PhD, you were led back to your heritage in India, to the practices of meditation and yoga as a result of noticing the lack of healthcare in the healthcare industry. And you wanted to fill that gap and help people by stepping beyond the traditional Western medicine box, as I appreciate your work, by offering mindfulness-based practices, de-stressing the body, nutrition, and specifically food as medicine through your company, Food Alchemics. And that's where you blend science, spirituality, food, and energy work to help people master their life. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I wonder if you could talk to us about the relationship we have with ourselves and our body and how to harmonize with health. If that feels like a place to start, if not, wherever is on your heart and mind today.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really wonderful place to start. You know, it's so interesting. We are human beings here on this earth through our bodies, and yet we're so disconnected from our bodies. We really are operating from an analytical space in our head, and we spend so much time in our thoughts. And by being in our thoughts, we're actually not in our bodies, and we're not really responding to our bodies and our bodies' needs. Now, there are some people who have been raised to be super conscious about their bodies and are aware of how their bodies feel and know how to like operate. But for the majority of us, there's a strong disconnect between the mind and the body. And then there's this, you know, larger aspect of our spirit or our soul. But I'm just focusing right now on just, you know, the physicality of what we have, this mind and body. And it's been an interesting journey for me to, you know, see this in my own life, and also when I'm working with clients, to see how we think we are being in our bodies, but really still we are separating the two, not recognizing that we're not paying attention to its cues. I had a client earlier today where we were talking about just the simple act of going to the bathroom. And it's so easy when we get lost in our work to ignore the signals that our body is giving us. Like, I have to go pee now, or I need to eat. Why don't I have a snack? Usually these things end up being distractions, but there are times when our body is sending us actual signals. I have to go pee. And instead we're like, let me just finish this email.
Oh my God.
Let me just finish this project. Let me just do this. And I told this client, I was like, what if you were to treat your body like you would treat your child? If your child says, I have to go to the bathroom now, you know, usually you're not going to be like, let me finish this report. You might say like, just give me 1 minute and I'll take you to the bathroom. But you're not going to necessarily postpone that by, you know, saying, let's wait an hour and we'll figure it out. So we often are ignoring the cues that our body gives us. And in doing so, we create this little bit of disharmony between who we are, what we actually are, and how we think about it. We think of this body as being this machine that kind of just does what we want it to do. Let's go work out, you build muscle. Let's not eat today, you might lose weight, whatever. We're just like, we're treating it like this machine rather than being an integrated, holistic part of who we actually are.
You know, I love what you're saying. It's been what I've been focusing on this week. And even the example you gave, I'm laughing inside. It hits on target with ignoring, you know, when I have to use the bathroom to exactly like you said, finish an email, send a text. And so can you talk to us about, because I've, you know, been aware that I do that for years now, and I want to change that pattern. So I've been stopping what I'm doing to go, you know, give my body what it needs. What can happen if we continue to ignore these, you know, inclinations, these desires of our body? What can happen as a result in the long term?
Yeah. And, you know, there's the physical things that can happen. Like people can talk about like what happens if you hold your pee for too long. And, you know, I'm not talking about those things because, you know, there's physicality to anything that we do. What if we eat too much fruit, breathe too much oxygen? There's always something that can happen. What I'm really focused on is this idea of being able to listen to our body, to be able to have this relationship with our body, rather than treating it like a separate mechanism in which we are trying to poke, prod, you know, shift it in some way for it to do what we want, that we actually have a living, dynamic relationship with our body. We have been programmed by society to believe that we need to look a certain way, be a certain way, and we need to preserve looking that way for the rest of our lives. We do not accept the process of aging gracefully. Mm-hmm. We do not accept the process of transformation, even in a short term. It's normal to gain and lose 10 pounds. It's normal to not look the same all the time. It's normal to put on weight in the winter and lose it during the summer. These are normal cycles of the body. And so when we are ignoring these simple cues, how are we going to listen to the greater cycles that our body has? How does it feel in winter? In winter, we're not necessarily supposed to eat, just a light salad, for example. Maybe you can still have a salad, but maybe with roasted vegetables. Listen to what our bodies are needing and saying to us in a daily basis will help us listen to what it actually needs on a long-term basis. We'll learn how to harmonize with our body. We'll learn how to harmonize with the cycles of the environment around us. We'll also learn how, you know, what our body needs when we change locations. If you go on a trip somewhere, suddenly you will know what your body needs because you are listening to the cues of it. So when we continue to ignore what our body needs, we're using our mind instead to tell it what it needs. And as a result, we create a lot of disharmony. We create a lot of inability to provide it with what it needs in order to adapt and survive and then go beyond that, thrive.
Vanita, you're talking about two things that I found in your work, which I wanted to ask you more about, where you speak about health, talk to us about health being about how you feel versus how you look, which is what you were referencing. And secondly, I sense that you were talking about the subtle body, which in your work, you address nurturing the subtle body. I was curious about those two things.
Yeah. So let's talk about how we feel. A lot of the time we focus how we feel on how we look. You look in the mirror and you love the way your skin looks. So you love the way your hair looks. It's a good hair day that day. Or maybe you look really good in that outfit. And these are things that are great. But the real question is, how does your body feel on a moment-to-moment basis? A lot of the times, we're ignoring those little aches and pains. We're ignoring maybe that rumbling in the stomach after you ate something. We're ignoring all these little subtle cues that our body is giving us that are really telling us about the function of the body. And so the feeling part is allowing ourselves to be in our body at all times. Now, one of the reasons that we're not in our body is not only have we been, you know, programmed to ignore the body cues by telling us that we should feel good all the time. And then how do we feel good all the time? By ignoring those things which do not cause us to feel good, right? If you had, let's say, a breakup, or you had an argument with your parent, or you had an argument with your child, or maybe you got laid off from a job, or something happens in life, right? Maybe somebody cut you off on the freeway. Whatever happens, there are emotions that rise. And instead of actually truly digging into them and truly allowing ourselves to feel them, we're often taught to mask them. People might drink, they might eat sugar. I mean, how many times do we see those, you know, ideas of ice cream, get a pint of ice cream after a breakup and sit in front of a movie? These are all things that are designed in order to mask what we're feeling. Now, there's nothing wrong if that's comforting you, but the idea is you do it. And then you let go of it and you allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. And when you actually allow yourself to feel, then you are in your body. And that's where the transformation actually happens. That's when you can actually now allow yourself to process those feelings and to allow it to, you know, leave you so that you are actually moving away from it. Now, what happens is because we are masking it, you know, might have a couple of drinks in order to feel better, might, you know, just try to do something in some way. Some people even do it and hum feels good. There's nothing wrong with that. These are all wonderful things that you can do, but then you should still feel the emotion, because what ends up happening is then we store that in our body. And then those eventually can manifest as physical aches and pains. They can manifest as disease in our body. Now, this is going back down to the subtle body idea. We are more than our physical bodies. We are energetic bodies. If you want to just look at it from a pure science, energetic bodies. If you want to just look at it from a pure scientific perspective, we are, you know, basically electromagnetic beings with constantly generating and transmitting and receiving energy signatures off of our body. And when I look at it from a spiritual perspective, what I like to say is that we are a soul that has a body that is associated with that soul. Our soul is much bigger, or our spirit or our energy body is much bigger than that. When what ends up happening is that with our what's happening in our energy body is, you know, really the reflection of what's going on in our world, what's in our personal worlds, in our mental world, in our emotional world, in our spiritual worlds. And when we start to actually manifest it in the body, it's been happening out here for a very long time.
I hear you. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's been going on. Yeah. And so when we come to the point where it's actually now affecting our physicality, this is our body like screaming at us to address it, screaming at us to like really take a look at it. I'll give you an example. I have this like pain that's on the padding of my foot right now. And, you know, I can look at it like there's some physical reasons for that. You know, my feet tend to be, you know, my feet are a little flatter, so I can have, you know, issues with impact. And, you know, I tend to move about a lot. And so that could create these problems. But I know that there's something greater than that, right? This has more to do than just with the flat feet issue, because then it would be on both my feet, or, you know, it doesn't make sense as that. So, you know, I have to dig deeper within myself. Well, it's in my left foot. The left side represents femininity. What are the feet? The feet help us walk forward and move forward in life. Where am I starting to see certain things in my life? And then I started thinking like, oh yeah, I've had a little bit of a reliance on chocolate lately. There's a need for sweetness that I'm finding in my life. So where is my femininity needing a little bit more sweetness to walk forward? There's ways to really look at our body, our physical ailments, and start to really peel back those layers, really truly decipher what's going on in our energy body. We're such busy people, all of us. Even when we are doing nothing, we are doing so much. Our bodies are constantly doing so much. You don't think about all the cell division that's going on. You don't think about creating enzymes to digest food. You don't think about all these things. Our bodies are constantly busy. And so when we are now given signals through our body, we can use our consciousness to really peel back and truly understand what's happening and how we can help ourselves.
I love what you're saying. And when we come back from a short break, I'd love to have you talk about how you help clients with all of this. Because in preparing to speak with you today, I've been reading some about using food and herbs to say help with muscle soreness, you know, versus using ibuprofen. And it's so complex, the science of food and nutrition, as well as the energy of food and nutrition that you're talking about. So I wondered if we could come back to that in just a moment, how you specifically help people.
That sounds amazing. Yes.
Awesome. So I am so excited to tell you about Blissoma Botanicals. They are sponsoring All Things Therapy. And when I tell you that I am in love with these products, these are products for your face, for skincare, that are sourced entirely from blossoms, from berries, from barks, and from roots. And they're made in very small handmade batches in what they call facial ecosystems. I've been using the Renew facial ecosystem. And you can see if you're watching on YouTube, I have zero makeup on. The products are helping to make the light spots on my forehead to be more blended into my skin. I have noticed in 2.5 weeks, my skin being softer. These products, I am holding up the Herbal Gel Cleanser and Makeup Remover. They smell delicious, like flowers, like berries. They are vegan, cruelty-free. And what I learned from Blissoma is that their products contain 75% or more active ingredients compared to synthetic skincare products, which I had been using previously, that contain only about 1% to 5% active ingredients. As a friend of All Things Therapy, Blissoma Botanicals is giving you 1 of 4 trial skincare sets at 30% off. Each set has 5 products. You can select between the Soothe, the Renew that I've been using, the Rescue, and the Sustain. And with the 30% discount, it's going to be either $39 or $49 for 5 beautiful products for your skin. In fact, I just received in the mail moments before starting the show. They also make makeup. This is a new face powder and foundation combined. I haven't even been able to open it yet. It literally just came in the mail because I'm really obsessed with these products. It's changing my skin in 2 weeks, and I just want you to have them. So please go to the show notes, take 30% off with code ALLTHERAPY. It'll all be below in the show notes. And we're going to get back to Dr. Gupta. Vanita.
Hi.
Hey. So can you help us unpack the way you specifically work with people to understand such a complex system?
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. It is a complex system, but what we have to deal with is not so complex. Where we are really filled with confusion is by the availability and the plethora of products and ideas that are out there.
You're right about that.
Yeah. And that it confuses us. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I used to get frustrated by when I was in the laboratory and I was in research, you could prove one thing and then the exact opposite thing would be proved. I mean, how many articles have you seen where coffee is good for you, coffee is bad for you, red wine's good for you, red wine's bad for you, meat's good for you, meat's bad for you.
Yes.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's because when things are being studied, they're being studied in isolation and they're being studied with specific endpoints in mind. That's just the way scientific experiments are run because they have to be run. There's always inherent bias that's placed in them because there's really no way to do something that's in a holistic system. that's really truly looking at all the variables that exist, which is why we have to come back to ourselves. This is about the foundations within ourselves. When I'm working with clients, you know, they come to me sometimes, you know, maybe because they're dealing with a dis-ease in their body. Maybe they have a chronic something, maybe they have an acute something. Maybe they just want to lose weight. Maybe they just want to have better eating habits. Maybe they don't even know what's wrong. Maybe it's, you know, chronic depression and anxiety. I've had lots of different reasons people come. Sometimes they don't even know what they're looking for. And, you know, it's a really interesting thing because where I'm looking at them from is that holistic point of view. I want to know about their lives. I want to know, you know, some of the moments in their lives that are, you know, really pressing or coming up for them in that time that's maybe affecting what they're dealing with right now. I want to know about their spiritual practices. I want to know about what they're eating. I want to know about all these different things. And everybody is dealt with on an individual level because, you know, this is a unique experience. But what we have to do is go back down to the basics, right? Our bodies are really designed to only truly need two things, which are air and water. And after that, I mean, we get our first breath, right? Like without the breath, we do not have life here on earth. And then we are made of water. Water is our relationship with the earth. And so is the breath. I mean, we exhale carbon dioxide to give to the plants, then they give us oxygen. It's a reciprocal relationship. When it comes to food, food is like a pleasure. It's an earthly pleasure that we have. It's one of the things that we get to experience here on earth, like sex, like all these, some other, these good things that we have, right? These are bodily earthly pleasures. Now, our need for them is very different compared to our need for certain things like air and water and peace and quiet and, you know, rest, sleep. These are the things that we need. Now, if our basic foundation is not there, it's going to be like trying to skip over steps in order to achieve your goal, which you can maybe achieve a goal, but it'll be a minor victory and you might fall backwards because the foundation is a shaky foundation. It's like building a house on top of like quicksand as opposed to building it on a rock solid foundation where you're going to have a, you know, something that is always going to carry you through. So when it comes to food, you know, it's not about you should be vegan or you should be paleo or you should be keto or you should be this or that, any of those things. None of that matters. What it comes down to is, what are you eating? Is it what your body needs? Is it serving? I love how you use the word ecosystem for, you know, the skincare line, because that's exactly what it is we are mini earths. Our bodies are mini earths. And what we are doing is serving the ecosystem of our body. We are made of, you know, whether it's on our skin or inside of our body, you know, hundreds of thousands of microbes. It's much more than that. But we have so many microbes within our body. And we are not just taking care of our bodies, we're taking care of them. And it's essential we take care of them because they are serving our bodies. This is a symbiotic relationship. Just like if we don't take care of this planet, then where are we going to live? So it's a symbiotic relationship that we're nurturing. And so what ends up happening is, we've been marketed to and taught to believe that we should be experiencing pleasure through food at all times, that if it tastes good, it's good for you. But the food industry is this, you know, it's one of the biggest industries that there is that is mostly made of, you know, chemicals to be truthful. There's a term called greenwashing, which is where they can take a label for like a chemical and give it a like more friendly term. So if you ever look on the back of a package and you see something saying natural flavors, okay, they were chemical synthesized products that are made to mimic something natural. But there are key things that are in these natural flavors. They're designed to be addictive. They're designed to hide your system so that you're actually craving more, and they're not necessarily good for your body. So they are being added into foods. I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar industry. Flavor specialists, I can't remember, like flavorists, you know, these are people who engineer these flavors. I mean, this is a very lucrative business in the food industry. And so or like rosemary extract. Doesn't that sound like that would be rosemary?
Yes.
It's actually, it's not. And it's like it's a form of MSG.
Oh.
It's to increase the addictiveness of food.
Wow.
And so, you know, there are lots of different kind of hacks that the industry has put in to make you think you're eating something that's, you know, a little bit better. So you buy a packaged food that is maybe not the Lay's potato chip, but it's something else. And if you flip it over and you start seeing certain things that sound good, you have to start to begin to question, you know, what that is and learn what these different aspects are. That can be overwhelming, right?
Right.
That can be overwhelming. So what you want to be doing is going back to the basics of food. Is it alive? Is it something that, you know that the side effects are going to be these natural side effects, but not necessarily man-made or man-induced side effects, right? Like if you eat too many grapes, you might have some time on the toilet, but that's a natural side effect, right?
Yes.
Like that's just something that comes from, you know, having, you know, those enzymes and that, you know, fiber in you, and it's going to make you go. But that's not something that's going to necessarily hurt you in the long run. It's not going to build up to this toxicity in your body.
Right.
Now, if you keep, let's say, eating grapes every day and you're going to the bathroom like that and you start having irritation and you start having, yeah, let me ease off the grapes, listening to your body. But often what happens is when we're eating processed and packaged foods, we are not listening to the cues of our body because we have been kind of like hoodwinked into believing that we are feeling good. But usually afterwards, you don't feel so good.
Right.
And it's not just the immediate after effects. It's the next day effects that often we don't link back to the food that we ate on the previous day. So you wake up, maybe you're grumpy. Maybe you're emotional. Maybe, you know, there's something going on with your stomach you don't understand. Maybe later in that day, you know, you had a little, you know, trouble going to the bathroom. And it may not have been what you ate that day. It might have been what you ate the day before. And usually we're not making these connections. And so it's really about learning, you know, what a person's, you know, individual goals are, and then learning how to help them achieve that goal. It's about shortening the distance between where they are and where they want to go, right? This is what we're always trying to do. So how can we achieve that? And a lot of it we can achieve by just changing our diets. It's amazing. Now it's easy to say, but it's hard to implement. And this is where I come in, because I'm giving you, you know, tricks and tools to make that easier, to make it a little bit more holistic too, because it's not just about what you're eating. It's about how you're eating and how your mindset is around it, what your mindset is around life, how you're bringing all of these other practices in your life so that you are feeling better, feeling good all around.
I love this, Vanita. And I saw on your website something that excited me that I was curious about. There's a tab for a podcast tab coming. Are you thinking, or will you be starting your own podcast?
Yeah, I've definitely, I've been hearing from a lot of people like, you know, you should start your own podcast. And so that is definitely coming. I'm hoping to be able to really focus in on that, you know, in the next couple of months and, you know, really just put myself out there. You know, one of the things I always challenge people to do is to step out of their comfort zone. And for me, that's where I'm going to be stepping out of my comfort zone.
And I'm asking because I've heard you on a few interviews being a guest, and I just love this information that you have in your own mind, especially the scientific knowledge of how food is not what it seems to be anymore, and how the people manufacturing food, adding sugars, loops back to healthcare and getting children dependent even upon insulin at a young age because of all the sugar. And just, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. And we can know and learn to make healthier choices so that we're waking up feeling better rather than worse. And you have so much knowledge addressing physical health, emotional health, spiritual health. You talk in your work about navigating the inner and the outer world. You just bring such a comprehensive mindset and approach that I'm so excited to hear your podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to doing it. I think that it's really nice to, you know, hear that encouragement. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else on the horizon for you, Vinita, that you'd like to share with us and how people can find you and work with you?
Absolutely. I am in the middle of writing a book right now, soon to be done. It's all about food, magic, science, working with our bodies. It's everything that we're talking about in a lot of detail. It's also going to include a lot of recipes, and it's going to it's actually taking people through the chakra system and how to work with their chakras and how to clear with their chakras using food so that
wow.
we can look at it in a new way.
Wow.
Because I really feel like that's a whole body approach, because it really takes all aspects of who we are and really helps us to focus in on that. So I'm really excited for that.
Oh,
it's been in the works. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Is the best way for people to reach you through your website, foodalchemics.com?
Yes, foodalchemics.com, and also on Instagram, @foodalchemics. I do have a YouTube channel as well,
yes.
where I post some videos here and there, but Instagram is definitely where I am most active these days. And, you know, my website, I'm always reachable through that as well.
Yes, I went to your YouTube, Food Alchemics by Vinita. So this video will be there of our interview. Mm-hmm. And I just really appreciate you and what you are doing in our world.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you as well and what you're bringing and helping people in all the different ways that you do. It's so important. I feel like, you know, more than ever, people need this kind of information. It's so wonderful that you use your voice to share that with others. So thank you.
You're welcome. And just food is something we are consuming every day, like it or not. So it's such an important aspect of life. And I love that you have this expertise to bring.
Yes, absolutely. Food is energy. And so it's really important that we look at the energy that we're consuming.
Well, Vinita, I hope you have the best rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you in person.
Thank you so much. I look forward to that as well.
You're welcome. Bye. That concludes today's episode with Dr. Vinita Gupta of foodalchemics.com. I'm going to spell it for you. It's food, alchemix.com, a really unique spelling. Go book sessions with her, learn more about her work and upcoming podcasts. Thank you for being with me today. Don't forget to check out Blissoma Botanicals and their natural skincare sourced from nature in the show notes, and use code ALLTHERAPY to get 30% off one of those trial skincare sets. All of my love to you.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.